Welcome back to the Wrestling with Altitude podcast. I am your host, Mr. Fourth Row. And on this episode of the podcast, I have the young gun, Chandler Hopkins. Chandler, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. How are you? Thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm doing fantastic as well. So, hey, the first question out of the chute, how did you get introduced into professional wrestling? Did you watch it as a youngster?
Actually, yeah, I did. It's a little funny, and every time I tell the story, it gets funnier now that I think about it. But my mom was really against all the violence and stuff when I was growing up, because she raised me and my brother by herself until I was about 12. My brother was about 10. So we really had everything was just G-rated. We didn't get to watch a lot of violence. And then when my stepdad started dating my mom, he watched wrestling already. But my mom worked night shifts at the hospital. She was a phlebotomist. She did a lot of things for EMT and things like that. So whenever she'd go to work at night, he'd bring us into the living room, and he'd literally tell us, "Hey, you want to watch some wrestling?" Like, "Well, we can't. Mom won't let us. What mama doesn't know won't hurt her." So that's how I kind of got introduced into wrestling. Didn't really just know a whole lot about it. It was around the 2000, 2001 era. So right there with The Rock and Stone Cold getting real good. So, you know, the getting into wrestling part was just over time. I decided, you know, I wanted to give it a shot, and I found a local trainer, and it was with the IWR, and Joe Harrell, who is Chickasaw or Coyote, Chickasaw Warrior Coyote. He trained me with Montego Sica, and those guys really did a number on me and got me ready for my debut. And the rest is history. After 6 months of training, I debuted September 21st of 2016, and we're coming up on the 3-year anniversary.
Oh, cool. That was going to be my next question is, you know, when did you get, you know, when, what was the deciding factor into, deciding to do this as a career?
So, I'm one of those guys that, like, when I say I'm going to do something, I'm going to do it. And I told myself before this, cause I was selling cars before I got into wrestling, and, I really wasn't happy with it. I was just doing it because I was good at it, and I didn't really care for the job that much, but we had to pay the bills. And a buddy of mine and I won a sales competition there at the store, so we got 2 free tickets to go to Raw there in Oklahoma City. And so we went together and enjoyed the show, and we got to talking, and he had watched some stuff about a company called IWR out of Oklahoma, and at that point, he asked me if I had ever thought about training or being in wrestling, and I said no. And he told me he knew where there was a training camp at that had a facility. And I looked up online, kind of went to the website and see who wrestled there. I started seeing these names that were there all the time that were from WWE. You had Chavo Guerrero was there all the time. Kevin Nash was there all the time. You had JR from Raw and SmackDown, the best commentator in the freaking entire world, probably was with them every once in a while. I mean, just to see guys of that caliber part of that company, I was like, okay, yeah, I'll try this, give it a shot. So sent in an email, they asked me to come out and train, and there it was. That's how I got started.
Oh, cool. So do you feel a little bit of your car salesman background like helps with your like promo work and things of that nature?
It definitely helps with the being in front of a crowd aspect. I had never really done anything stage-wise where I was center of attention in a room where people were just paying attention to just what was going on, except for like football or basketball and stuff like that. But you got teams. I played golf, but at the same time, it's not near as physical. I don't know. It's wrestling is a different animal, and it saved me in a lot of ways, man. So
yeah. Okay, I gotcha. You are are you based out of Oklahoma then?
No, I'm actually, I live in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, you're Texas. Okay, I thought so. I was just making sure. But you started, but yep. You started your career in the promotion in Oklahoma.
Yeah, so I started with IWR. I wrestled with IWR for about it was about a year and a half. And during that stint with them, I was starting to slowly come down here into Texas, and I worked for MPX for a little bit, Metroplex Wrestling down here, and they really kind of gave me my start and my break into the Dallas area and into Texas. And from there, it just really kind of started spreading out to all the different companies here. Once I started working there, I got a lot more opportunities. I was being able to work some guys that were working at other promotions that were telling those promoters, "Hey, there's this new kid. I think we should bring him in." And so I worked my butt off and I got some opportunities, and my whole mindset was just to make the most of each opportunity that I was given, and it's gotten me where I'm at so far. So I'm just gonna be thankful and stay on that same path, and any opportunity that comes my way, I'm just gonna do my best to knock it out of the park, man. That's what you gotta do in this business.
Right. So, what was your first match like? Who was your opponent? Was it nerve-wracking? And tell us all about that.
The Magnificent Malico, you know that guy real well, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. So I broke into the business with him. He was actually in my training class, and we broke into the business together. My first 12 matches, he had started wrestling. I think it was a couple months before I had my first live match, and my first 12 matches straight were against that guy. We had a long rivalry where he thought I was his long lost son, and he was bound and determined to bring me into the mad world. And he wanted me to call him daddy all the time. And he kidnapped me, he waterboarded me, he whipped me with belts, even hit me in the phone or in the face with a phone one time. That was fun. But that was the guy, yeah, that I had my very first match with, and still to this day, I mean, him and I, we have such good chemistry in the ring. It's crazy. But we've literally worked each other so many times, it's we know each other like the back of our hands. So who knows? Maybe Denver will get to see a little bit of that soon.
Oh yeah, well, as when I was looking at your Twitter timeline and stuff like that, you guys are still going at
Yeah.
it.
You know what's funny about that? I said something about this on my Twitter the other day too. Whenever we first started training, we were told, you guys are good, but you'll never be the two guys that are atop of a company main eventing for any kind of belt. And it's funny because here we are 2 years later, and now at Heroes of Wrestling on April 28th, him and I go one on one in the main event for the heavyweight championship for Heroes of Wrestling. So it's kind of cool to see it all come full circle. I don't know if that's the end of the story between us. I don't know where we go from there, but I don't know. I think there's still some chapters left, is all I'm gonna say. And
Okay.
maybe we can bring them to Denver.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah, that oh God, that would be fun. I'd love to see that. So you are now getting around to a lot of different promotions. Do you have any kind of good road stories? And we are an explicit feed
Oh.
podcast, so you if you want to let loose, you can.
Well, if that's the case, I wasn't going to do this to him, but I'm going to go ahead and do it because he gets me with this every time. And I don't know if I want to admit it, but I'm going to go ahead and admit this. Since we're on the subject of Magnificent Malico, if you ever room with the guy, just beware, because he likes to pull a little prank where he goes to take a shower. And you hear the water running and everything, and it sounds like he's been in there for a minute. And all of a sudden, when you're not paying attention, he will come out of the bathroom and ask you to hand him something while you're not even paying attention. And as you look up, you will see nothing but butt-ass naked Magnificent Malico. And he gives no freaking Fs at all. He just sits there and laughs. And he does it all the time. He finds a new way to do it all the time. And it's not something I'm proud to admit that I've seen, but it's just one of those things that you can't help but laugh every time you see it now. It's just because he's so creative, finds different ways to see it. So that's a cool little road story I've got with Magnificent Malico. Let's see, Andy Dalton got some cool road stories with him. Those are a little, wrestlers are weird on the road. That's all I'm going to say, because Andy Dalton has pulled out his balls and shown everybody right in front of us in a car ride. So yeah, it gets a little crazy sometimes. We get bored, and who knows what can happen.
Right. Yeah, I can understand that. Okay, well, speaking of Andy Dalton, that is a name that I think if you are into independent wrestling, you do know that name. And you mentioned that you really enjoy working with him because you get to, get some good experience and level up your game, your wrestling
Right.
game. You so tell us about that.
He is one of the, I'm not going to say he's underrated because he's not underrated. Everybody knows how good Andy is. He is one of the guys that is that good that everyone around here is still wondering, why is he not somewhere else? Why is he not with ROH or TNA? Why is he not at NXT? Why is he not helping with Noah? He's been to Noah before. Why has he not gone back? He's one of those guys that it doesn't matter who you are, it doesn't matter what style of wrestling you wrestle, he can get in there, he can tell a story with you, and he can adapt to what you're doing. I wrestled him last night, and it seems like we've wrestled each other a lot here in the past, well, I can't say a couple months because I was on the shelf for 6 weeks, but before that, we wrestled each other for a couple weeks straight, and then now, right after I'm back, we're wrestling each other again. But every time I've gotten in the ring with him, it's not just one of those things where I learn a little thing here or a little thing there, because I try to learn something from each match that I'm in. I firmly believe that if you're not learning from every single match that you're in, that you're not doing something right. You should take something away from every match. And I try to do that with every single match, but with Andy, it's not little things. It's these big moments that you understand in that moment of doing it and the reason behind it. It just all clicks and it makes sense. So I almost feel like instead of sometimes taking these baby steps or these little jumps forward, I almost feel like every single time I wrestle him, I'm taking leaps forward. Like I'm literally jumping as far as I can in one bound every single time, and it's really helped me progress as far as I have. My very first match with Andy was me 3 months in, and I was nerve-wracked. It was right after he had just came back from Noah the first time, and it was a match that I was nerve-wracked about. I just was so nervous, and now just knowing him and wrestling him so many times, it's crazy to see where I came from that first time to where I'm at now. And him and I talk about it all the time, and it's just it's an awesome experience. And those of us here in Texas that get to work with him on a weekly basis, we are very fortunate, and he's not one of those guys that in a locker room he just does his own thing. He's one of those guys that he offers his advice, he offers his help. He's not just going to throw it out there to you because he firmly believes he just doesn't want to butt into everyone's stuff. He wants to let you make your own decisions and mistakes, but at the same time he's there to offer any help and guidance, and he does that very well in a locker room. So all in all, Andy Dalton is really just a real good guy.
Yeah, well, maybe there's your reason why he's not in one of, like you mentioned, one of the upper echelon, promotions. So maybe that's where he's happy at.
Yeah, maybe, and if that's it, then I'm happy for him. But that guy is just so talented.
Yeah, I totally agree. So you had mentioned your injury. So how's it's the knee, right? How's the knee doing?
It's a left foot.
Oh, left foot. Sorry, my fault.
Oh, you're fine. You're
I know it
fine.
was a lower
Yeah.
extremity of some sort.
Yeah. The left foot. It's good. Been wrestling on the past couple of weeks. Wrestled Nate Collins last Friday or last Saturday, and then I wrestled Andy Dalton last night at Texoma Pro, and then I've got Matthew Palmer tonight at MPX. So foot's doing good. It feels great. It's with any injury, there's a little bit of a nagging little tweak here and there, but it's just part of the healing process. So I'm good to go though. We're fine. Everything feels good, but it's just a little sore and tender.
Okay. All right. Well, so far in your wrestling career, you may have mentioned them already, but who have been your favorite opponents to work with?
My favorite opponents to work with.
Yeah. And that could be for multiple reasons.
Well, I've got several of them. Let's just say my top three would be Andy Dalton, Andy Dalton, Andy Dalton. Now,
There you go.
he would definitely be in the top three, but Fuego del Sol, if y'all have not heard of Fuego del Sol in Colorado, y'all should look him up. Kid's got a lot of fire, he's got a lot of passion, and he's very talented. Some of my favorite matches have been with him. A lot of really fast back and forth stuff. He's a great luchador. Been doing it for a couple of years now too. Y'all will see big things from him. Maybe I can get him up to Colorado with us sometime. I think I would really like that. Let's see. Barrett Brown, he's another one that I've only had one match with Barrett Brown, and that one match was fire. We stole a show, and I was maybe 7 months into my wrestling career. I wasn't even wrestling as the Young Gun at that point in time. I was wrestling as the Truth. I was just in some biker tights and some kick pads, and I looked just like a regular generic indie wrestler. You know, there was nothing really about me except for I did a bunch of flashy cool stuff. So Barrett Brown and I had a really good match. So he's up there. Magnificent Malico, with everything I've done with him, he's definitely got to be in the top three at least. So there's a couple right there that are just I can get in the ring with and have a great match with them every single time. Ryan Remington, if y'all don't know who Ryan Remington is, oh man, y'all are in for some news. Like, that kid is going to be something special in his business. He's got it. I mean, the it factor is all over him. So, great matches with him as well. So,
Oh, cool. All right. Well, now what about dream opponents? You know, anywhere, any promotion, anytime.
well, I've got a dream opponent that I've had on my list for a little bit that I get to check off on May 3rd in AR Fox at VIP Wrestling here in Dallas. So, that's definitely on there. I'm excited about that one. Been looking forward to that for a little bit. Sammy Guevara, he's definitely on there. One of my IPC brethren. We may just be in the same club and all, but we can test each other a little bit too, and I think that would be a fun match to have. Man, I'd really like to get back in the ring with LAX again. I know I've wrestled him already, but it would be awesome to have another dream match with him. I don't feel like our first match was a dream match. It was a dream opponent. We had a great match, don't get me wrong, but it wasn't like a caliber match that I know LAX can put on. But it was at that point in time, it was a LAMX to the caliber of what me and my partner were able to do. So they were just such great professionals and made us look great. So I'd love to get back in the ring with them again. Seth Rollins is one that I really admire a lot of, and would really like to just test myself with him and see who I could get, what I could do with him. But you know, that's if he ever was to leave the E, or maybe one day I'll be there and get the shot. But and of course, my favorite wrestler is AJ Styles. So just being able to possibly in the future, who knows what could happen. Have a match with him, that would probably be at the top of my list of dream matches. And I think that would probably be at that point in time, if it ever happened, I could hang up my boots at that point in time.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, if that happened, I'd be happy. So
Oh, very, very cool. All right. So, you have so then in aspects of that, do you have aspirations of, trying for the E, going up to, NXT tryouts and that kind of stuff?
I've been asked this question a lot here lately, and I don't really think at this point in time in my career, if WWE or NXT was to come calling and ask me to come to NXT or whatever for tryouts, I would definitely do the tryouts, 100%. I don't know that I would be open to going there right now full time though, because there's just so many opportunities out there right now. There's so many different types of wrestling companies that you can be very successful at, and the indies have shown that for a few years now. Like, you don't have to go to the E to make it in this business. I mean, look at the Bucks and Joey Ryan, Kenny Omega. Those guys are on top of the game in this business right now. They've proven that you don't have to go there. You can make something of yourself if you just do it the right way and stick to it. But AEW would be something that I would really be interested in. And it's become one of the bigger goals on my list. I just think with the talent that is there and the talent that they're bringing in, and the type of wrestling they're trying to put on, and the engagements that they're doing with the fans, that's something that I really enjoy and I could really see myself at. I would love to go to ROH and test the waters there with the guys that they've got on that roster. Of course, TNA, I would love to do that as well. There's just so many different avenues. So I can't say that WWE is the only aspiration, or like the biggest dream. It's definitely up there because who wouldn't want to be at WrestleMania or wrestle at WrestleMania, you know? I mean, that's the biggest thing in wrestling. So that's definitely on the goals and stuff, but that's going to take some time, and I don't mind, you know, going to a few different places and getting some knowledge before any of that ever happens.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. Well, and I was going to ask in addition to that, well, you know, there in Texas, there's a million promotions. Is that correct?
Oh, there's a promotion on every other corner here in Texas, it seems like. I mean, there's just in the DFW area, there's like eight or nine. I mean, there's so many.
And how many different promotions do you work for
So
on a normal basis?
I work for SOAR Championship Wrestling, MPX, HOW, Texoma, Inspire. I do XW up in Kansas. Now I've been working pretty regularly with y'all up in Colorado for Rocky Mountain Pro. I got a few debuts coming up at for PWR and a few other places like that. So I travel pretty much through the Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, and Colorado area right now, on a pretty constant basis now.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, that's gonna okay. That's good. That leads me into my question. Reason, pretty much why I've got you on is you have an upcoming match this Thursday at Rocky Mountain Pro for their Supercharged 4 Never Broken show, and your opponents of Atiba and Curtis Cole. So,
Right.
what's your thoughts on that match there?
Man, that match is gonna be so fun. Since day one that I've came down to Rocky Mountain Pro, everyone's been so cool and nice to me and very welcoming. And when I found out that I was wrestling Atiba the first show, I was excited because he looked like a kid that was eager to learn, and he was willing to get in there and put in the effort and you know, kind of do whatever you asked of him to make sure it went the right way that you want it. And I can't say enough good things about him. He's gonna be something big as well. Curtis Cole, man, he and I had a really fun match. It had just about everything you could want in it. And he's very good and very smooth in that ring. So to put all three of us in a ring now together, I'm excited to see what happens. I think there's going to be some very fun and unique things that are going to happen in that match. And you know, maybe it's my time to go ahead and just show these two young guys, you know, what it's like to be in this business and do it the hard way. Maybe I get a little rough on them and see just how tough they really are.
Well, that's a good point, but you do realize you both are former Rocky Mountain Pro champions too, right?
I
Okay.
realize they're both former Rocky Mountain Pro champions, but I've held several championships myself as well at several different promotions. So
Yeah, there you go.
I'm ready for them. They're going to be a fun and tough competition. But Thursday night, if y'all are not at, I do believe that's at the Quarry. Am I correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. So it's at the Quarry, and y'all show up. Y'all come out and see the show. There's a lot more great matches on that card too. I mean, I know Magnificent Malakho's in action. I know is Anaya in action Thursday night? I do believe so, maybe.
Yes, he is. He's putting his championship on he's the current Rocky Mountain Pro champion, and he's putting his title on the line that night as well.
There you go. I mean, even more reason to come out to the show. So it'll be a fun time, and I'm looking forward to coming back. Like I said, everyone there has always been so kind and gracious to me whenever I've gotten there. So it's always a pleasure to come back.
Well, you know, and I don't know if you saw it, but you know, I'm going out on a limb already. But when Curtis announced that match was happening last Thursday, I was like, I'm already gonna call it. This may be the match of the night, so no pressure. Because you, like you mentioned, with you your last match with Curtis, I definitely felt that was the match of the night. That was exciting. I'm glad I got to experience it in person. You know, I'm not trying to blow any smoke, but that's just the way how I felt about it.
I appreciate that. I mean, that means a lot to us as the wrestlers too, because you know, we wouldn't really be able to do what we do and do it on a regular basis without the fans and without the people that enjoy it. So knowing that, you know, at least you caught one fan's attention or somebody's attention with what you were doing in a ring, it means a lot to us wrestlers. So I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah, all right. Well, okay. Well, Chandler, I do appreciate you coming on the podcast this time around. But before I let you go, people wanted to follow up with you on social media and any other besides Rocky Mountain Pro show that you have coming on, any other shows you have coming up on your future calendar here.
Yeah, I don't know where you're at in Texas if you're listening to this or if it's just all Colorado, wherever you're at. If you're in Texas tonight, I'll be in Bedford, Texas, wrestling Matthew Palmer, MPX. And then next week we start the busy road. Thursday night we'll be at Rocky Mountain Pro as well as Friday night. And then Saturday morning I get up and we'll head to Kansas for XWE in Salina, Kansas. If you're out there, check them out. They'll be a good promotion as well. And then as soon as that's over, we get to heading back to Texas, and we got to be down here by Dallas Sunday afternoon for Heroes of Wrestling's show, the 28th. So I'll be putting my championship on the line there that night as well against the Magnificent Malico. So that's what I've got just here in the next couple of weeks. The following weekend, I'm back down here in Dallas, May 3rd. If y'all get a chance and you're down here in this area and you're listening, come to VIP in Haltom City and or at the Haltom Theater, y'all can see me and AR Fox mix it up a little bit. So a couple big things there, and then if y'all want, y'all can just follow me on my Twitter and my Instagram. Both of those are TheYoungGun_CH, or you can follow me on Facebook. My athletic page that you can follow and just give the like page a like is The Young Gun Chandler Hopkins. I would say you could add me regularly on Facebook, but Facebook only allows 5,000 friends, so I'm maxed out. I'm sorry.
Right, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, once again, Chandler, I really appreciate you coming on to the show this time.
I appreciate you having me on. Thank you very much, and I look forward to sitting down and chatting with you this next week.
Okay, cool. All right, thanks.
All right, man.
Once again, a big thank you to the Young Gun, Chandler Hopkins, for coming on to this episode and introducing himself to all the listeners. He is becoming one of my newest favorite wrestlers to come into the Colorado area and Rocky Mountain Pro over the last few months and stuff like that. So I'm glad that he is coming again and I get to witness his wrestling in person. So, like I had mentioned, and you guys are probably wondering, hey, you just did an episode just a few days ago. Well, I thought I'd get this out a little early, little Easter present to all the listeners, but let's get into the rewind. Well, I only have one show to talk about, and that was the Rocky Mountain Pro Ignition and Charged tapings and TV airings for Right Now TV. They continued with their semifinals of the Ignition Championship to crown the first Ignition champion, and they set up a lot of stuff for Supercharged for Never Broken coming up this Thursday at the Rocky Mountain Pro TV tapings and Twitch streams there at the Jefferson County Fairgrounds at the Quarry. And so speaking of that, let's talk about what's coming up this week, what we have on tap. And we have the Rocky Mountain Pro Supercharged 4 Never Broken going to crown the Ignition champion. And like I mentioned, there's one match that I'm looking forward to, and I'm already calling it. That's going to be Curtis Cole versus Atiba versus Chandler Hopkins. And I'm already calling it, like I said, that may be the match of the night. So I apologize to all the other wrestlers that may be listening to this. But after seeing Curtis and Chandler the last time and adding Atiba into the mix for a three-way dance, it's going to be some crazy stuff, I can just imagine. But that doesn't put away any of the other matches that's happening as well. So, and then Rocky Mountain Pro is this is being the last Friday of the month. We're gonna have the Rocky Mountain Pro Experience at the Rack House in downtown Denver on Friday, and then on Saturday Rocky Mountain Pro also is having their Romero show with it being the last Saturday of the month at the Romero's Canine Club, and it's the Halloween, so dress up as your favorite wrestler or other costume and have some fun. You want to get tickets to any of the Rocky Mountain Pro shows? It's as simple as going to rmpwrestling.com. And then also on Saturday, we have the Redemption Championship Wrestling, and there will be a interview with them coming up to be released after this episode as well. It's going to be their first show, so if you are in the Canyon City, Colorado area, or want to travel up to there or anything like that, they would probably greatly appreciate anybody that would come to their first show. And if you want to get tickets, sounded like tickets are going to be basically just show up at the door and purchase tickets. With them being one of the newest promotions in the area, they don't have all that quite set up yet. But please support them, support independent wrestling as well. And then also on Saturday, Iron Hills Championship Wrestling is having their next show, and that's at the Peak 31 Union Station in Colorado Springs Wrestling, and that's their International Warfare. They're going to have some, looks like a lot of great matches, and bell time is at 8 p.m. Tickets are $20 front row, $10 general admission for pre-sale, day of 25 and 15 respectively. If you want to get tickets to them, according to the information I got, it's tickets are at the holdmyticket.com thing. You probably can either search there, or I do have a link at the Wrestling with Altitude calendar on the Wrestling with Altitude.com website. So there's a link there in the calendar if you want to get tickets to Iron Hills as well. So, well, hey, well, that's it for now. I hope you all enjoy your Easter weekend with family and friends, or however you choose to spend it. And thank you all for listening and wrestling with Altitude.